Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 172. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Hi.
Hi. Oh.
Nothing. Doing good.
Creepies, if you could see this, which you can't. They're looking at each other trying to see who's going to say something first.
I know. I
win.
Ooh, I want to be first, but no, I'm going to let Nate go. I'm doing awesome.
And remember, ain't first, you're last.
That's right.
This is for prestige.
You guys doing all right?
Yes.
Doing good.
Yeah, we got our full done. And
I'm going to say the word I've been saying all night. Fantastic night.
Fantastic. It was. It has, and it will be a fantastic night.
I want to ask, what? How are you doing?
Oh, thanks, Sean, for asking.
You're welcome. Oh, he beat me to it.
It doesn't really mean anything. When Nate asks it, it's
when
sincere.
He does it, you love it. When I do it, you're like,
well, you
can't
kinda,
be seriously asking.
Well, Nate is genuinely wanting to know. You're just like, how you doing, Todd? Can I get credit for that? More zeros?
Are you still talking?
Cut his mic.
Just drop
remove him
chair.
From the premise.
Premises.
Right now. No, anyway, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Awesome.
It is a fantastic night. And we had an awesome guest chat, so that's why it is a fantastic night. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing our mini 172. Sean,
yes,
what am I going to talk about?
This is going to be Nate's choice, and it is the Landmark Inn in Michigan. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Landmark Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll admit, foundation?
Yeah, I do. I'll admit that awesome. I thought this is ridiculous. This isn't going to have any haunting stuff. This is really good, and I mm-hmm. have to say, kudos to you. So the Landmark Inn is a historic hotel on Front Street in downtown Marquette, Michigan. The hotel originally opened in 1930 as the Hotel Northland. As it originally did, the hotel operates as a full-service hotel with 66 rooms. That's better than 666. 66. Many of which overlook the shores of Lake Superior.
Really?
So it's
not Lake Inferior.
The UP. Yeah, right. I'm sure that's a thing, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
It started in 1916. It wasn't until 1930 that it finally opened to the public.
Yeah.
So it's been around a while.
That took a minute, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was renovated in the 90s? 95, 97, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says it has high-speed internet.
It's been renovated, yes.
Yeah. It was built by the Cleveland Cliffs Iron Company. There you go, Nate.
Oh, okay.
How about that? And, yeah, it was. And actually, it was built to accommodate the influx of visitors and businessmen attracted to the Marquette area during the mining boom. Building plans for the Landmark Inn started, yep, 1916. Became a prominent landmark in downtown Marquette, where this is at, Marquette, Michigan, offering luxurious accommodations and amenities. I'll let you get into that later.
Do you know why it took them so long?
What's that?
I didn't realize the funding was what took them so long.
To get it done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It said, because it started in 1916, like I said, construction on Hotel Northland began with foundation pouring in 1920, but was quickly halted due to lack of funding after George Suras III, Suras, I don't know, if it, and the stockholders of the, oh my gosh, I have no, Combogom Hotel Company had raised $35,000, which is equivalent to $489,000 in 2023.
Mm.
So that's what, and construction resumed 12 years later. That is wild.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. The hotel quickly became a prominent landmark in downtown Marquette. Did I already say that? Yeah. Said over the years, the Northland Hotel underwent several expansions and renovations to meet the growing demand for lodging in that region. So,
awesome.
It capitalized on that. What you got, Nate?
How about our first ghost?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The librarian is arguably the host's most popular ghost.
Mm.
It is said that during the 1930s, when the hotel was still named the Northland Hotel, a spinster librarian and a crewman fell in love and made Marquette their home. The crewman was planning to marry his great love after his final cruise. However, the ship was swept away, carrying the entire crew down with the ship.
Huh.
The librarian never recovered and died shortly after of a broken heart. It is reported she looks out from the lilac room on the sixth floor, waiting for her lover to return.
Oh.
Sorry, with the lilac, that's a band.
I didn't know that. But sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the lilac room at, though?
The lilac room is the hotel's most haunted room.
I bet it smells amazing. I saw a video of it, and they go in there, and there are all over the walls. It's like wallpaper of lilacs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Oh, here.
It says what floor.
I got it right here. Because I want to make sure I didn't say, like, repeat. It says it is in the basement.
Oh.
Or wait a minute. Maybe not. It says, in addition to the infamous lilac room. Oh, no. This is a different. It says there was said to be another part of the hotel, I'm sorry, that is haunted. It's not in the basement. Mm. It says the ghost of a murder victim supposedly still lingers haunting the basement.
Ooh,
she was killed in a jealous rage by a man after he discovered the truth about her engagements with other men.
Uh-oh.
After killing her, he drug the body to the unfinished basement. Mm. Okay. So I just wasn't sure if that was where the lilac room was. So.
Hmm.
Okay.
That sounds way too dark for the lilac room.
Yeah.
I like the fact that so many famous people have been there, and here's a few of them. The Landmark Inn has a plethora, yes, I said plethora, of specially named rooms. It represents the various celebrities who have stayed there. Some of them maybe haunt there. Who knows? Some of the most prominent people who have stayed in the hotel are Bill Cosby, Maya Angelou. I don't know why I had to say it like that, but. We kind of glaze over him. Maya Angelou, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, and Abbott and Costello. Amelia Earhart, one of the hotel's guests, even has a room named after her, room 502. It says, weddings at the Landmark Inn are exceptional and memorable thanks to the impeccable service and well-trained staff. And it talks about how they have all kind of different events, and especially weddings that are there. It is a beautiful place, though. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more on the lilac room. Mm-hmm. As I said earlier, it's the hotel's most haunted room. The room's first guest was a man who complained of the bed sheets having screws in them.
Whoa. Screws, you say?
Screws.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The front desk apologized, and housekeeping was told to change the sheets. Upon returning from dinner, he found that the sheets still had screws and asked to be moved to another room. And also, the front desk has also reported getting calls from the lilac room, even when there's no one staying there.
Oh, no. That means only one thing.
Slimer.
Slimer?
Ordering the room service.
Yeah. Hmm. No, I think something spectral is playing tricks on them.
Mm-hmm.
This gets a pretty good rating on, trips.com or tripadvisor.com. What's funny, though, one guy says he hates their pillows.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it. This is funny. He goes, the pillows are terrible. He gives them 3 stars. He says, I think they were down pillows, which I do not prefer. Well, that's great. They're Harold. So no offense to people named Harold, but I don't know why I picked that name, Harold. Just sound like Fred. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it does. It gets pretty, on average, it looks like it gets like a 3.5 to 4. So.
Mm-hmm. Couple fun things. So I found a couple more people that have been there. Jimmy Stewart, George C. Scott.
Jimmy Stewart.
George C. Scott and other cast members of the Made in Michigan film Anatomy of a Murder stayed at the end. Of course, it says Bill Cosby, Maya Angelou. And it says including a few guests who passed on but haven't left. And this is part of what you were talking about, Todd, but this goes on a little further. According to hauntedplacestogo.com, when the Landmark was being built, a man murdered his girlfriend in a jealous rage after she told him about her past boyfriends and suitors. Since the inn was still under construction, he dragged her body to the unfinished basement and buried her there. When workmen returned to finish construction, they wound up reporting the sounds they heard coming from the basement area, weeping and whimpering and whispering female voice that sounded like she was trying to tell the workmen to find her body.
Oh.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That is crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I like this place. Sean, put on the list for us, please.
Absolutely.
All righty. And what's interesting is Marquette, usually that's in Wisconsin, you know, and obviously Marquette University. It's funny that this is in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Marquette, Michigan. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like this place. I think we let's see. I wonder how far Marquette, Michigan is. I've never heard of Marquette, Michigan. Nate, had you heard since you're a Michigan
UP.
Guy? Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. It's a ways UP. Away.
So yeah. It's way.
Yeah, if
up
it's
there.
Up on Superior, then it's up
okay.
Because
I honestly, I still don't know my Big Lakes where yeah. Okay.
Let's
gotcha.
See.
I've almost.
What other stories?
8 hours and 51 minutes.
8 hours. That sounds about right.
Something dark seems to occupy a corner room on the sixth floor. Mm-hmm. They call it, it's the lilac room. So it's on the sixth floor.
Okay.
Where several guests have witnessed paranormal occurrences and a spectral figure.
I wonder how many. See, I didn't see how many floors it had. Do you have a picture of it, Sean?
Yeah, I do.
So about what, seven?
I think so. This is one.
I can't see.
Four, five, six.
Okay, just six.
Yep.
Okay.
So I thought that was blood splattered all over the side of it. That's flowers.
I did too.
Doesn't that look like blood?
You'll have to put that picture up on when you post it on Facebook.
And then this is what it looked like when it was North or Hotel Northland.
Oh, okay.
So that's back in the day.
Back in the
day.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool though?
I thought it was blood too. That's what I was ready to say, but I thought, okay.
It said all these creepy, haunting occurrences have been happening well over 100 years. So,
in the lilac room, guests who stay in the corner room have seen her ghost standing at the window, lying on the bed, standing at the foot of the bed, and gliding through the room.
Okay.
All witnesses report the same thing. They have all said this female spirit wears a floral gown. Therefore, she has been named the Lilac Lady.
Lilac Lady.
I like it. I like it a lot.
When did they say it was open in 1930, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it
started being built in 1960.
They must have meant almost 100 years because I was like, it hasn't been over 100 years.
Closed in 1982.
There you go.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Did we already say that?
No, I don't think I said that.
So yeah, started construction 1916, opened 1930, and then it closed 66 years later. That's because that's what you said. 66.
Yep.
Yeah, 82. Wow, mm-hmm. I was even young. I was 11. That's pretty good. Yeah, on the. Let's see, Landmark Inn Michigan reviews. It gets 4.4 stars. Says atmosphere is awesome. Service is all great. One guy says, we gave our toddler the jackfruit burrito and proceeded to get settled. I'm just reading as I'm going. Larger rooms, clean. Two bars were good. Great location. Parking can be a bit tricky. Interesting. But, yeah, that gives
like
it
street parking.
Four. I guess. I don't know. But, no, it does. It usually on all the sites like Yelp, it gets just under 4 stars. So, like 3.25. So, sounds like a decent place.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more interested in the haunting. So I guess, I mean, the service can be good and all that, but
the blood splatters.
The blood splattered on the outside. Slash
flowers.
Flowers.
This is a little long, but.
What you got? Why don't you finish with that, Nate?
I have a review.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So this is from April 2nd of 2024.
Nice. Recent.
My company had a delivery for a medical conference at the Landmark on April 3rd of 2024. So we arrived a day early. After arriving and meeting the GM and the front guest host, we went to our room. The pub did not open for about an hour, so I watched TV and my wife was reading. About an hour later, my wife seemed anxious to leave the room and go down to the lobby and pub for some food and drinks. Once the elevator reached the lobby, she quickly pulled me aside and told me that we were not alone in the room. In fact, there was a teen-aged girl in period clothing watching me watch TV with her arms crossed and with much despise. Also, when my wife went to the restroom, she experienced flashes of a man in a blood-filled room. She told me nothing, but again, she seemed anxious to go for dinner. So So at this point, we approached the front desk, and my wife boldly asked the front desk manager if this hotel was haunted, and her response was, "Yes, of course it is. It's over 100 years old."
Yeah.
At this point, my wife said she could not stay and went to the car, leaving me alone to go back up and retrieve our items. I must say, at this point, I was a little rattled. I am not normally bothered by this type of thing, but it was quite weird how quiet the second floor was. Nobody, not a sound. So I went in and was quite freaked out. I actually blocked the door open as I went in and went in and gathered our belongings and backed out and left quickly. We left and stayed at another location. The following morning, we returned to meet my crew of two, who I found out, to my surprise, had also stayed at the Landmark. They are normally like roadside hotel peeps, but informed me that they stayed for convenience. So I asked my lead how his night was, and he responded with a question face. "What do you mean?" I said, "Anything weird?" His response really surprised me. He looked at me with a blank face and said, "How the hell did you know?" I said, "What?" And his reply was that his cell phone kept falling off the nightstand, and at one point, after they tried to go to sleep, flew about 5 feet from the nightstand. At this point, I asked my second coworker if he had any experiences, and he stated that at the time, he did not realize that he was experiencing what he was experiencing, but had kept hearing a whispering in his ear and kept having the feeling of someone standing behind him. He did not understand until the next morning when we were all sharing stories that what he had experienced was paranormal. Haunted, 100% yes. Cool, yes. If you like this sort of thing. Also, hotel staff are most accommodating. Many thanks to Mike and Nancy.
That was a great read.
It
I
is.
Like that.
It's a good way to
Lots
end
of,
it.
Yeah, that's a good way to, perfect way to end it, actually. Mike and Nancy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Good stuff. Nate, thank you for that. And you're not done, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take us out of here, man.
Well, we'll just make this a landmark, and that's a wrap.
Oh, he came through. I thought I had him stumped. Did you notice that?
He
sucked me in. He was like, you know what? I don't have, and then he just, he had a plan. He's diabolical.
He is.
They say,
underneath all that.
They say, describe Nate. I go, diabolical.
Diabolical.
That's good stuff. Hey, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 172 and our discussion on the Landmark Inn of Marquette, Michigan. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.